USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 40,000 Hunter Biden emails from a forfeited laptop in Delaware continue to be scoured through, Trump Jr. on Fox News talks censorship and a double standard.
They went outraged that this is an attack on the free press, yada, yada, yada. They have no problem when the Biden camp does it and they destroy one of their own. And let's not kid ourselves. The New York Post is a 200-year-old paper. The New York Post has been around and is one of the largest papers in America. This is not the National Enquirer that social media and mainstream media are suppressing. This is one of their own, and they seem just fine with that.
Democrat leadership in Washington and the Biden camp are calling the story a smear campaign without denying the emails were from Hunter's laptop. The next presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden will take place Thursday at Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Trump campaign was drumming up support in Carson City, Nevada, Sunday evening. Steve Cortez, Trump's campaign senior advisor on Fox News, says heavy tourist areas like Nevada cannot and will not be shut down again.
Nevada, perhaps more than any place else, knows that we can manage the risks of the virus, and we are not going back to a place of shutdown. We are not going back to where we were in March. It would be catastrophic for the entire country, but particularly for a place like Nevada that is so tourism and hospitality driven.
Earlier in the day, the president attended the International Church of Las Vegas service. Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden was in North Carolina Sunday.
Thank you. I tell you what, it's great to be here. Michael, you know, I tell you what, it's the reason why HBCUs are doing so well. We're going to make them do even better, pal. I tell you what.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Chinese government is threatening Americans living in the communist country. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us why.
Chinese officials are warning that they'll start detaining Americans in China if the U.S. doesn't put a halt to prosecutions against Chinese academics. According to reports, Beijing has told multiple American government representatives that the U.S. should drop the prosecution of four Chinese researchers, or Americans in the country could find themselves detained. The researchers were arrested earlier this year, accused of failing to record their affiliation with the Chinese army on their visa applications. Last month, the visas of 1,000 Chinese nationals were revoked for alleged national security risks. The U.S. State Department has also issued an advisory for U.S. citizens against traveling to China because of the risk of detention.
Former football great Herschel Walker is speaking out on Fox News about Hunter Biden's emails and transparency best be given.
American people deserve the truth. Yeah. And right now, if they go into this election with us not knowing the truth, what are they going to think about the American people? You know, I think they're doing this bait and switch. They're bringing up all this racism. They're bringing up all this other stuff when they know, and they've known for a long time, that this was out there. They've known for a long time that this Russian hoax wasn't real. They've known for a long time of all the things that they've tried to do to this president. And right now, there's a lie that they don't even want to address. Nobody want to address it, and it needs to be addressed before the election. There are people that's already have voted, but it needs to be addressed before the election, and let's find out the truth. American people need to know the truth.
USA Radio News.